I sing the brain electric on this moment of science. Back in 1874, a rather disturbing thing happened that had profound implications for our understanding of the human brain. It was in Cincinnati that a physician named Robert Bartlow was about to go down in medical history as both a pioneer in the field of neurology and a striking example of how researchers should never behave. The unhappy subject of Bartlow's experiment was his housemaid, a woman named Mary Rafferty. Miss Rafferty suffered from a cancer that had not only left her without skin over a section of her head, but had eaten away the skull as well, leaving part of her brain exposed. Dr. Bartlow used this grim opportunity to insert electrodes directly into her brain and apply a mild electrical current. This experiment was certainly an unethical one, and Dr. Bartlow was to spend the rest of his life cast out from medical society for putting scientific curiosity ahead of his subject's well-being. However, the results of his unusual experiment were important. Bartlow found that he could cause Mary Rafferty's right arm and leg to contract by stimulating the left side of her brain, and vice versa. Miss Rafferty did not experience any pain in her head, but described a strong and unpleasant sensation in her limbs during the stimulation. Dr. Bartlow and Mary Rafferty thus became the first people to directly demonstrate what 19th century scientists had already surmised by other means, that electricity is the means by which the brain controls the body. Modern studies with direct brain stimulation are less horrific and more scientific. To hear about what we've learned from them, tune in next time. This moment of science comes from Indiana University. Today's program was prepared by William Oram with help from Joseph Steinmetz. I'm Yael Cassander.